Welcome to Gemara Markings. Today's shiur is Brachos Daf Nun Zayin. Don't forget to click on the Daf option in order to view a marked Daf Gemara for today's shiur. If you are not fully familiar with our Gemara marking system and wish to benefit from its great rewards, it is essential that you study all of the introductory material accessed by clicking on the Learn the System option provided on the sidebar of our home page. If you are already partially familiar, you will benefit by clicking on the brief 4-minute introduction that is available here. Being that our system is a visual approach to the Daf Gemara, it is recommended that you print out the Daf before the shiur. And even better, order your personal volume of this Maseches. Our address is gmarkings@gmail.com. We begin today's shiur at the top line of Daf Nun Zayin. Notice we continue with our marking of using a double underline to indicate the dream that is being seen. In the next few lines, we're going to reference names and a word, and what is seen in the dream is actually the name spelled out. So the Gemara says at the top line, Haroya Huna v'chalom, Nes na'aselo. If one sees the name Huna spelled out in the dream, the Nun is indicative or representative of the word Nes, a miracle. So it indicates one who sees Huna in a dream, so it indicates a miracle will be wrought for him. Chanino, Chananya, Yochanan, other names, Nise na'asulo. Multiple miracles will be done. And that's because these names have multiple Nuns in them. Haroya Hesped b'chalom. If one sees Hesped, the Gemara will point out in a minute that it's a reference to seeing the word spelled out. But the word Hesped means a eulogy. So if one sees Hesped in a dream, min hashamayim chosu alav uf do'uhu, it's a sign that from heaven they had compassion or mercy on him and redeemed him. In other words, this is a person that probably had some ill fortune due to befall him, but they had compassion in Shomayim on him and redeemed him. Now, what's the connection between Hesped and this idea of compassion and redemption? Well, if you focus on the markings, you'll see that we've squiggle underlined the letters Ches Samach and Pei Dalet. In Hebrew, the He and the Ches, because they come from the same guttural origin, they can be interchanged as far as drushas are concerned. So in expounding on a term, a word, you'll find this happens from time to time, that letters are interchanged. So the He and the Ches interchange. And if you take the word Hesped, which is made of four letters, you can break it up into two letters. The hey, instead of hey, imagine a ches samach. A chos means to have compassion, mercy, pity, and pei dalet from the word podu. Pei dalet is to be redeemed. The Gemara now points out that which we've mentioned till now is vahani mili biksova. This is true if he sees hesped, the word hesped written out. And Rashi says, "Ahani mili akulukoi." This is really going on everything. Shiro huno chanino uteva zu shel hesped ksuva demashma chosu alav ufdohu. It's a function of seeing this word spelled out, or the names that we mentioned before spelled out. Continuing in dreams, ha'ina yeheshme rabba mevorach. If one in a dream is heard to be saying this expression, which is very very well-known expression associated with the Kaddish, one of the responses in the Kaddish, muftach lo shu ben olam haba, so he can feel insured as being meriting a portion in the world to come. Hakore kriyashma, one who hears himself reading kriyashma in a dream, roi shetashra olav shchina, he is fit to have the divine presence dwell upon him. Elo she'en doro zakoi lekach, that which he doesn't experience Shechina on him is because of his generation that is not fit for that. This concept of a person fit for divine presence but generation not fit to have someone like that is found in other Gemaras in the Shas. One of those Gemaras that comes to mind, if I'm not mistaken, is found in Maseches Sanhedrin, where the Gemara mentions people like Shmuel HaKotan and Hillel and others that were fit to have a high level of divine presence upon them, but they didn't because of their generation. The Gemara continues, Haminiach tefillin b'chalom, a person who sees himself placing, wearing tefillin, placing tefillin on in a dream, yitzapa l'gdula, it's a sign that he should look forward to elevation, to greatness, to ascendancy in rank. Shenemar u'ru kol amei ha'oretz kishem Hashem nikro olecha v'yoru mimecha. V'tanya, the pasuk we just read, and everyone will perceive that the name of Hashem is upon you, and they will fear you. V'tanya, Rabbi Elazar HaGadol Omer, elu tefillin sheberosh. That pasuk is a reference to the tefillin worn on the head, that which is something that can be seen by others. The tefillin shel yad is something that's not seen by others. So the pasuk indicates that everyone will see you and fear you, indicating that you have risen to a level of authority, position of significance that draws fear and say admiration on the part of the masses. Hamispalel b'chalom simen yofelo, a person who sees himself davening in a dream, that's a good sign. Vanimili de lo siem, and this is provided that he didn't finish in his dream the davening, probably the Shemona Esrei. Rashi says Shenir Mishinoso Kodim Shinestalek, that he got up from his sleep before he finished his prayer. Simen Hushe Somuch Eitzel Kosh Baruch Hu, Simen, it's a sign that he is close to the Almighty. The next dream, and we have some very unusual dreams here. The next, if we just scan ahead, we see four dreams, each one beginning with Habo. And you'll notice that we've used a geometric form to indicate this, we'll call it this sub-series. These are situations where someone envisions or sees his having intimacy with women that are quite forbidden otherwise. Habo al imoi b'chalom. And it's very surprising, but these are all very good dreams. If a person sees himself having intimacy with his mother in a dream, yitzapa labina, he should look forward to knowledge. Shenemar ki im labina tikra, and the word im also can be read as aim, and together with the word bina, a term referring to wisdom. Habo al nar murasa, a person who envisions, sees himself having relations with a girl who has been betrothed. Betrothed is in halacha sense really an ashesi. She's considered a married woman. She just hasn't been with her designated husband yet. So one who sees himself having relations with this is forbidden to him because she's mu'reses, she's married to someone else, and he sees this in a dream. Yitzapa l'Torah, he should look forward to greatness in Torah. Shenemar Torah tzivolonu Moshe Morosha Kihilas Yaakov. That's a posuk, and we take the word Morosha and say Al Tikri Morosha. Don't read it as Morosha, which means an inheritance. Ela Morosha, Morosha meaning betrothed. So that you see, Torah is associated with Erusin, and as we explain, a person who sees himself having intimacy with a Nam Ros in a dream, he can look forward to Torah. Habo al achoise b'chalom, one who has relations with his sister in a dream, yitzapa l'chochma, he can look forward to wisdom. Shenemar emor l'chochma achosi at. And in the pasuk, you see the word achosi associated with chochma. We've pointed out in the past that you have bina and chochma and da'as. These are different forms of different levels or forms of intelligence, of knowledge, of wisdom. And each one is special in and of itself. The next, Habo al Eishes Ish b'chalom, one who sees himself having relations with a married woman, in other words, someone else's wife, in a dream. Muftach lo shu ben olam haba, he can be assured that he is a person that will merit the world to come. Vahani mili, this is true only delo yoda lo velo hirer bo mu'urta. we're talking about a woman that he doesn't know, and he wasn't thinking these kind of thoughts from the evening before he went to sleep. So it's something that literally popped into his head during the dream. He hadn't been thinking about these things beforehand. Omar Abchia bar Abba, ha'roya chitin b'chalom, ro'a shalom. One who sees wheat sees peace. Shenemar hasom gvulech shalom, chelev chitim yasbi'ech. So you see the word, he who places your borders in peace, he will be satisfied from the oils of wheat. So you see in this dream, in this pasuk, an association between shalom and chitim, wheat. One who sees barley in his dream. Soru avoynoisav, his sins will depart from him. Shenemar v'sor avonech v'chatosech yitechupar. Now in this pasuk you see v'sor avonech. With a little imagination, you can see combining the word sor and avonech, seorim. The word seorim will be a contraction of the sor avonech. And the pasuk says, chatosech tuchupar, your sins will be atoned for. So seeing barley in a dream is a good sign. Omer bizera, ano lo salki mi bovel Eretz Yisrael, I did not go from Bovel to Eretz Yisrael. Bezerra started off, he was a person born in Bovel, and he eventually moved to Eretz Yisrael. The term Aliyah is used. Aliyah means to rise. And the word Salki in Aramaic is the same thing. The opposite of that word is Nochis, is to descend. So he says, I didn't rise to Eretz Yisrael ad dechazoi sairi b'chalma, until I saw Saurim, until I saw barley in my dreams. This is an indication that, from Rabbi Zera's standpoint, that one doesn't come to Eretz Yisrael unless he has done atonement for sins, and in this case, his atonement was designated through this dream, indicating that he is sin free and therefore fit to come to Eretz Yisrael. Haroya Geffen Teruna B'chalom. If one sees a vine loaded, filled, or with clusters of grapes, and he sees this in a dream, ein ishto mapelos nefilim, so it's a sign that his wife will not miscarry. Shenemar eshtecha kegefen poria. The eshtecha, your wife, is like a fruitful vine. Soreka is a term also referring to a vine. It's a choice vine. So if someone sees a choice vine in his dream, yitzapel moshiach, he can look forward to the Mashiach. Shenemar, the pasuk says, Ad ki yovo shilo, osri legefen iro, vela soreka, bini asono. So the word soreka is in this dream, and ki yovo shilo, shilo is a name of the Mashiach. Haroya te'eno b'chalom, if one sees a fig in a dream. Toroso mishtameres bekirbo, so he will preserve his Torah knowledge. Shenemar noitzer te'eno yochal pirya. So in this pasuk you see it's a pasuk from Mishlei, and a lot of Mishlei of the book of Proverbs are references to Torah, and noitzer means to keep, to guard, and so it's a reference to guarding of one's Torah is associated with the word te'eno, the fig. Harei rimonim b'chalom, if one sees pomegranates in a dream. Well, it depends. Zutri, if they're small-sized pomegranates, pori iske kirimona. So his esek, his business, will be profitable, will increase, like the rimon. Ravravi, large pomegranates, he sees in his dream, rovi iske kirimona. His business will increase like a rimon. It could very well be that the rimon is associated with being a fruit full of many seeds, and we see a reference to this with regard to the practice of eating a rimon on Rosh Hashanah, and that concept is featured in Maseches Krisus, where the Gemara says Simona Milsahi, if I'm not mistaken, also in Maseches Horius. Palgi, if one sees split half pomegranates in his dream, So it depends. Im Talmud Chacham Hu, if the one seeing this split open, split pomegranate, if he is a Torah sage, then Yitzapa the Torah should look forward to increased Torah. Shenemar, Ashkicha Miayin Horekach Me Asis Rimoni. The Im Ama Oretz Hu, if he is an ignoramus, Yitzapa the Mitzvahs, he should look forward to mitzvah performance. Shenemar kefelach harimoin rakosech. My rakosech, and the Gemara explains this particular source. What is rakosech? A reference to afilu reikonim shebach, even the empty ones amongst you. And here, this is a reference to the Am Haaretz. So even to people that are ignoramuses, meleim mitzvahs karimon, are full of mitzvahs, like the rimon is full of seeds. Horoya zeisim b'chalom, one who sees olives. So it depends. Zutri, if they're small ones, then pori v'rovi v'koi iske kizesim. Then it's a sign that his business will pori v'rovi is increase and last like olives. V'hani mili pri. This is if you see the fruit itself, the olive itself. Avil ilni, if he sees olive trees, then havion le bonim imrubin. It's a sign he'll have a lot of sons, a lot of children. Shneamar bonecho kishtile zeisim. Your sons are like olive saplings. Iko diamri, another approach. Aroya zayas b'chalom. Shame tov yotze lo. If one sees an olive in his dream, so it's a sign that he will have a good name. His name will be honored, respected by others. Shenemar zayas ranan yofe pritoa korashem shimcha. And you see in this reference to your a name shimcha and the zayas. Horoya shemen zayas b'chalom. One who sees olive oil in a dream. Yitzapa l'mor Torah. You should look forward to the light of Torah. Shenemar v'ikui lecho shemen zayas zoch. And it goes on to say there, kosis lama'or. So that ma'or is light, and it's a reference to the light of Torah, the candelabra in the Beis Hamikdash, for which the shemen zayas was being prepared, is associated with Torah. Haroya tmorim b'chalom. If one sees dates in a dream, Tamu avonosav. That's the end of his sins. Shenemar tom avonech bas tzion. And the word tamor, you can associate the first letters tuf mem with the concept of tamu, ending. Omar Rav Yosef haroya aiz b'chalom. If one sees a goat in a dream, shana mizbareches lo. It's a sign of a blessed year for him. Izim, if a person sees multiple goats, shanim mizbarchos lo. So years in the multiple form will be blessed. Shenemar, v'dicholav izim l'lachmecha. So you see this posuk, which is a posuk of multitude of bracha, of prosperity, associated with goats. Horoya hadas b'chalom, one who sees a myrtle in his dream. Nichosav matzlichim lo. So it's a sign that his properties will be successful, will increase in value. Now the nichosim are properties, as in the case of like real estate. V'im ein lo nichosim, if he doesn't have properties, so then yerusha nofelis lo mimokam acher. The hadas represents a sign that he will benefit from an inheritance that will come to him from some other place. Rashi explains a little bit more. Nechosov matzlichim kehada ze sha'olov mishuloshim ze etzel ze kemin klia. The way that the hadas leaves grow is they grow in we'll say they're one upon the other. In other words, one after the other, or you could say densely, so that just like the hadas plant is its branches, it's a bush whose branches have leaves that grow in multitude, so too his business will increase. Omar Ula, the Amri Law, Bimasnisa Tana, Ula, or some have a version in a Tanaic source, Vahu Dechaza Bekinayu. He saw the Hadas we just referred to in the place that they grow and still attached. Horoya Esrog Bechalom. If one sees an Esrog, you'll notice in this section of Gemara, so there's a reference to the Hadas, and now the Esrog, and shortly the Lulav. Those different meaning that we associate with Sukkis. So one who sees an Esrog in a dream, Hodur hu lifnei konos, who is honorable in front of his creator. Shinema pre-eats Hodor, kapos tomorrow. So the word Hodor is associated with the Esrog, and which has to do with something that's respectable and honorable. Haroya lulov b'chalom, Ein lo elolev echad le'oviv shebashamayim. It's a sign that he's singular minded and connected with the Almighty. Literally, he has only one heart to his Father in heaven. Haroya avoz b'chalom, one who sees a goose in a dream. Yitzap lechochma, he should look forward to wisdom. And we saw this idea of Yitzap lechochma further up on the Omid, when the Gemara made reference to Bo'al Achosel. So this too is a good sign. Shnemar Chochmas Bachutz Toroino. The idea here is that the Avoz is a bird that makes a lot of noise, that you can hear it cackling. So the Chochmas Bachutz is also the Bechutz Torona has to do with the knowledge being heard outside by the public. The Habo Oleha, this is a very interesting thing. It says that one who would have relations with the Avoz have a Rosh Yeshiva, it's a sign that he'll be a head of a Yeshiva Academy, of a Torah Center. Omar Rav Ashi, Anira Isiya, Huvosi Oleha, I saw the Avoz and came upon it. The Salkis Laduna, and I rose to greatness. Rav Ashi was a very well known head of a yeshiva Torah academy in Bovel at the end of the Gemara period. There is a totally unrelated reference to Bo al Avoz mentioned in Maseches Avodah Zorah, so this isn't the only place in Shas that one sees this. There, however, it's dealing with a very different and unrelated topic, and it is certainly not related to a dream. But here, it's talking about one who sees this in his dream. Horeya Tarnigol B'chalom Yitzapa Leben Zohar. One who sees a rooster in his dream, he can look forward to a male son. Tarnigolim, if he sees multitudes of these, then Yitzapa Lebonim Zohorim. And he can look forward to having numerous male sons. Tarnagoilas, if he sees a hen in a dream, Yitzapa letarbitza noa vigila. He can look forward to possessing a fine garden. The word tarnagoilas could be broken down into the word. You have the reference to tarbitza, and goles, like the word gila, something that is a source of joy. So it was a reference to a pleasant garden. There's another pshat in Rashi, Tarbitzana Gino, and this is Inami Beis HaMedrash. It could be a reference to a study center, a Torah study center. Continuing in the Gemara, Horoya Beitzim Chalom, one who sees eggs in a dream. So there are different cases. Tluya Bekashto, if they're suspended in a cluster. We misread that. Let's read that again. Horoya Beitzim B'chalom Tluya Bakoshoso, that his request is in the balance, is hanging. So if a person has some type of request and he sees a dream with eggs in it, so it's a sign that his request is in suspension. Nishtabru, if the eggs that he sees in his dream are broken, Nishnaasis Bakoshoso, so his request is been fulfilled. V'chein egoizim, v'chein kishuim, the same applies to nuts and kishuim, another type of vegetable. V'chein kol klei zchuchis, similarly with glass. V'chein kol anishborim ko'elu, and so to all other things that are that shatter or break in the same way. We hesitate in Gemara markings to translate plants and animals that are not totally clear, but it would seem in this context that we're not going to translate kishuim because it would seem here that they are associated with things that break, like shelled things that break, like eggs, nuts, and glass, and the Gemara says all other breaking things. So one would have to analyze what is referred to by kishuim, assuming that it has the same property as these other things mentioned. The Gemara continues with things that a person sees in a dream. Hanichnas lekrach, one who sees himself entering a city in a dream. Nasu lo chafotzov, so it's a sign that his needs will be taken care of. Shnema v'nochem el mechoiz cheftzom. The Rashi says, v'nochem el mechoiz. Mechoz is hainu krach. The Pasuk said, one who is led into a mechoz, a city. Cheftzom simen hu lios chafotzov nasim. So sign that his chafotzim, his needs, will be taken care of. Continuing with the dreams, Hamagaleach Rosho, one who sees himself having a haircut in a dream, Hamagaleach Rosho B'chalom, Simen Yofelo, it's a good sign. Rosho Uzakono, if he sees his head and his beard as well, so Lo Ulechol Mishpachto, so it's a Simen Yofel, good sign for him and his entire family. Hayoshev ba'arevo k'tano, shame tov yotze lo. One who sees himself in a dream sitting in a small boat. So it's a good, shame tov means a good name will go forth. He will have a good name. Ba'arevo gedola, if he sees himself in a large boat, so the good name will be lo ulechol mishpachto, for him and his entire family. V'hani mili de medalia deluye. This is so, assuming that he sees himself in the boat, or his family, you have a small boat or a large boat, but it's on the high seas. Hanifne b'chalom, one who sees himself relieving himself, defecating in a dream, simen yofelo, it's a good sign, shnemar, maher tzoa li posach. You might ask, what's the connection? So Rashi sheds a little light. He says, Hanifne, simen hu shesirchono v'genuso nifrash v'yotze me'olov. Just like when one defecates, so the waste products leave and depart him. So to anything that's negative will be leaving him as well. And that's a good sign to have any negative aspects depart from oneself. V'hani mili delo kinech. This is provided that in the dream he saw himself defecating without wiping himself. Rashi adds, shelo himis yodov, because in doing that one's hands can become dirtied, so that he doesn't see that in the dream. Ha'ela, the Gemara continues, ha'ela legag b'chalom, one who sees himself rising to a roof in a dream, ha'ela legedula, it's a sign he will rise to greatness. Yorad, if he sees himself descending a roof, Yorad Migdula, so then he will be, as a sign, that he'll be descending from his greatness. Abaye Barava, Damri Chavayu, Kevon Sha'ola Ola. Abaye and Rava say that once a person rises, so he stays there. So that it would seem that they're disagreeing with the with one seeing his descent from a roof after one had seen his ascent. Hakorea begodov b'chalom, Korin lo gzardino, one who sees himself ripping his clothing in a dream. So his decree, that any decree that may have been issued from heaven against him will be torn up. Orum b'chalom, one who sees himself naked in a dream. So it depends where. B'bovel, omeid b'lochet. If he sees himself naked in Bovel, so it's a sign that he is sin-free. And here we have something very, very revealing in the Rashi. B'vovel oimeid b'lochet. Rashi, you'll see in the outside column at the top line. Lefi shechutz laretz. Rashi takes this further than just Bovel, but it applies to the diaspora. Means outside the land of Israel. Ein lo zechuyos. The chutz laretz has no merit. Elo ovon yesh b'yeshivasa. Dwelling outside of Israel is considered sinful. There is mere sin in dwelling in chutz laretz. However, this person ze oimed orum below osam avonos. This person who is in the diaspora, who sees himself naked, so he is there without those sins. So it's a very positive sign. However, ba'aretz, if one sees himself in the land of Israel naked, ba'aretz beretz Yisrael, so orum beloi mitzvos. It's a bad sign. Rashi says on the second line, from the top in the outside margin, beretz Yisrael shaharbe mitzvos tlios ba. Dwelling in Israel involves lots of mitzvahs. This person is standing unclothed. Simen shehu orum mitzvos, that's a sign that he is lacking those mitzvahs. Continuing in the Gemara, hanitpas lisardyut, one who is in a dream grabbed, summoned for placed under guard. Rashi says, "Hanitvas l'sadiot shomer melso shelo yivrach." Person was summoned in a dream to be under guard, so they watch him that he shouldn't run away. It's a good sign. Almo simen shmira hu shomer melso midei hezek, that he is being guarded from danger. Nosnu b'kolar, if he is then placed in chains or in shackles, hosifu lo shmira al shmiraso. That's a sign that he's been, that it's especially guarded, added guarding. V'hanimilu b'kolar. That's assuming that he's placed in this type of device called a kolar. Avochavlo b'almalo. But someone who's simply bound in ropes, as opposed to the kolar device, then it doesn't have that same effect, that same sign to him. Hanichnas, a person enters le'agam b'chalom, to an agam is a place that a lot of reeds grow. It's like a marshy area that was characteristic of reed growth. One right next to the other. So nasa rosh yeshiva, it's a sign that he will become the head of a Torah center. Head of a Torah yeshiva. Liyar, if he sees himself entering a forest, nase rosh livnei kala. He becomes the head of another type of Torah assembly called the head of the bnei kala. Let us go to the Rashi to explain the difference. The agam, Rashi says, on the first narrow line, shiesh bo konim gedoilu miktanim. A marsh has tall reeds, short reeds, usmuchim zelozeh, many of them, all together. Simin the Rosh Yeshiva. It's a sign of being the head of a yeshiva. What characterizes a yeshiva? Shehag gedoilim vaktanim miskapsim yachad. Everyone is together. The knowledgeable ones, the older ones, the younger ones. Kibbutz gadol, boim lishmod rosh mipiv. And they all come together to hear his lecture. So one who sees an agam, so it's a sign he will become a Rosh Yeshiva, where all kinds gather together. However, a yar, Rashi says, ilonois gedolim, a forest is characterized by tall trees, the Einon Smuchim Lezet Lezet, they're not close to one another. The Afzeh Simin LeRosh LeTalmidei HaRav, he will become the head of the students of the master. V'hu Rosh Livnei Kala. The Kala is a different, we'll call it a different assembly than a yeshiva. What is the Kala? Shemeforish LeTalmidim Shmuasim Achar She'omar HaRav. V'heim Mechazrin Al Shmuasim. This is someone who is in charge of reviewing the public lecture that the Rav gave. This is someone who's offering a review lecture, so that distinction made here is that when it comes to the initial lecture, so all kinds of people are there. That's a yeshiva. The kala is a place where you don't have all kinds; you have just those that need the review. So the person who sees sees himself entering a forest in a dream, so it's a sign that he will be the head, the one in charge of, let's say, overseeing or conducting the review lecture. The Gemara illustrates this with an actual incident with Rav Papa, Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, Chazu Chama. They saw dreams. Rav Papa, Daila Agma, Rav Papa, who saw himself entering a marsh, Nasir Rosh Yeshiva, he in fact became the head of Yeshiva. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua, the Ayel Yar, Rav Huna, who saw himself entering a forest, Nasir Rosh Livnei Kala. So he in fact became the head of the Bnei Kala, the head, the one in charge of the review lecture. Ikal Diamri, another version of this is Travayu LaAgmo Aili, both entered a marsh. Elo Rav Papa, the Toli Tavla, Nasir Rosh Yeshiva. Rav Papa, who entered with a bell suspended around his neck, a bell makes noise, so it's a sign of a Rosh Yeshiva whose lecture is heard by the masses. Rav Huna Rav Yeshua de lo toli tavla. Rav Huna also entered the marsh, but was without the bell. Nase Rosh Livnei Kalos. His lecture is not designed for the masses, but rather for those who didn't understand the original lecture. Omer of Ashi, Ano Ailis Bagma Vitaloi Tavlo. Rav Ashi reports that I entered a marsh in a dream with a bell around my neck, Vinafri bo nevuchi, and it made noise. Rashi says, Kishkashti bo bekoil, and I banged the bell in the dream, making noise. Tony, and as we mentioned before, Rav Ashi in fact became a Rosh Yeshiva. We saw Rav Ashi mentioned that he had seen himself bo on an avoz, and we said that represented one becoming a Rosh Yeshiva. So that you see Rav Ashi, these multiple references to Rav Ashi's becoming a Rosh Yeshiva and his seeing dreams that would indicate that. Toni Tano Kamei Rav Nachman Yitzchok. A person said, a Tanaic source in the presence of Rav Yitzchok, the following was the source. Hamekiz dam b'chalam, one who bloodlets in a dream. Avoynosov mechulin lo, it's a sign that his sins will be forgiven to him. The Gemara, so he asks, v'atanya avoynosov sidurin lo, that his sins are set up. They're there. They're simply lined up or set up, and they're not forgiven. So the Gemara answers, "My sidurim." The term sidurim in this second source is sidurim limochel. They're set up to be atoned for, to be forgiven. Toni Tano Kamedur of Sheshes. Here we have someone stating a Tanaic source in the presence of Rav Sheshes. Haroya nochosh b'chalom, one who sees a snake in a dream. Parnasoso mizumenes lo, so his income, his wherewithal is set up for him, is prepared for him. You'll ask, what's the connection between a serpent and one's parnasa being mizumenes? So Rashi points out, a serpent has his food wherever he is. Rashi says, "Kenocha she'ofer lachmoi umotzilo b'chol mokom." What a snake consumes is in the dirt, and that is found all over the place. So one who sees a serpent in his dream, it's a sign that his parnosa is prepared for him, his support, his sustenance, his income. Noshchoi, if he's bitten by the snake, nichbolalo, so it's a sign that his parnosa is doubled. Hor goi of the parnosa, so if a person kills the snake in the dream, so that's a bad sign that his parnosa is lost. Omar Le Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes says to the person saying over this source, he says, Kol Shekein Shenichbala Parnasaso. He wants to argue that all the more so his parnasa, his income is doubled. Velohi, that's not true. Rav Sheshes, Hu de Chaza, Chivya Bechilme Bekatle. Rav Sheshes happened to see a serpent in a dream that he killed. So he wanted to give a positive interpretation, but that's not necessarily what the interpretation is. Tani Tana Kame Rav Yochanan. Here we have someone saying over Tanaic source in the presence of Rav Yochanan. Kol mine mashkin yofin l'chalom. All kinds of beverages seen in a dream are good. Chutz min hayayin. With the exception of wine. And regarding wine, we can't make a blanket statement. Yesh shosei v'tovlo, yesh shosei v'ralo. There are those who in the dream are drinking wine and it's a good sign, and there are those for whom it's a bad sign. Yesh, and we illustrate this with psukim. Yesh shosei v'tovlo, shenemar v'yayin yisamach levav v'nosh. Wine will be the source of happiness for man. V'yesh shosei v'ralo, and this pasuk indicates that wine is given to those of bitter spirit. So in other words, it's an indication that someone is not in good straits. So that's why the opening statement didn't want to make any. That's why also wine was mentioned here in a qualified fashion. The Gemara continues. Omar Le Rabbi Yochanan Latana. The Rabbi Yochanan, in continuing with regard to this source, he says to the Tana, the one who said over the source, Tani, state the following regarding the wine. Talmud Chacham LeOilum Toivloi. For a Torah sage seeing himself drinking wine in a dream, that's always going to be a good sign. Shenemar Lechu Lachmu Belachmai. Again, it's a pasuk in Mishle that we made reference before to the fact that Mishle contains a lot of references to Torah study. So in the case of a seeing wine in the context of a Talmud Chacham, so it's a good sign, as this pasuk indicates. We continue with the Gemara on Omid Beis. Omar Rav Yochanan, Hishkin v'nofal posuk l'toch piv, hare ze nevuah ktana. One who wakes up and immediately he feels that a posuk is about to recite a posuk, so it's a sign of minor prophecy. Tonu Rabbanan, we have a Tanaic source, and you can see we have a great deal of marking in this source. You'll notice the double underlining continues. And we also have the use of triangles on the side under our Mivneh heading, the structural note that we provide in the Shas Ozer. We have a triangle, and we've written Sidro Shel Rishimois Shel Shloisha, Haroya Oysam B'chalom, lists that are presented in threes, and what they represent in one seeing these lists in a dream. So the first is Shloisha Melochim Heim. There are three kings. Haroe David B'chalom, one who sees King David in a dream.
Yitzapeh lechasidus, you should look forward to righteousness. Shlomo, one who sees King Solomon in a dream, so Yitzapeh lechokhma, you should look forward to wisdom. These personalities are associated with these different elements. And Achav, one who sees King Achav in a dream, so Yidag min ha-punos, he should worry about punishment, retribution befalling him. Shlosh Neviim heim, three prophets. Horev Sefer Melachim, the Book of Kings is associated with Neviim, as it's found in the Neviim section of the Tanakh. So one who sees the Book of Kings in his dream, Yitzapeh L'Gdula, should look forward to greatness. Yechezkel, if he sees Yechezkel in a dream, Yitzapeh L'Chochma, he should look forward to knowledge. Yirmiyah, Yidag Min HaPuranas, he should worry about retribution. Yirmiyah was a prophet that prophesied the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Shlosha Ksuvim Heim, Shloshik Suvim Gedolim Heim. There are three in this section of Tanakh known as Ksuvim, the writings. So there are some that are long and some that are short. So here we deal with the long ones, and because in a couple of lines you'll see Shloshik Suvim Ktanim. So the long works in Ksuvim, They are, as far as dreams are concerned, Haroya Sefer Tehillim, Yitzapeh L'Chasidus. Tehillim is associated with Dovid HaMelech, which he was referred to by the way above, as also one who sees Dovid in a dream, so he can look forward to righteousness, so too the one who sees Tehillim in his dream. Mishlei, which was associated with, authored by Shlomo HaMelech, it was edited and put together by Chizkiyahu, as the Gemara says in Maseches Bava Basra in the first parak, but the original authorship is ascribed to Shlomo. So Yitzapeh L'Chochma, and Shlomo was alluded to before also as one who sees Shlomo should look forward to wisdom. Iyov, if one sees the Book of Iyov, Yidag Min HaPuranas. Shlosha Ksuvim Ktanim Heim, Horoya Shira Shirim B'Chalom, Yitzapeh L'Chasidus, one who sees the Song of Songs in a dream. So that is a sign of righteousness. Rashi at the top says, Shira Shirim, Kulo Yiras Shemayim V'Chibas Hamokom B'Lev Kol Yisrael. The Book of the Song of Songs involves fearing of the Almighty and His love for Israel. The next of the Ksuvim Haktanim, Koheles, Yitzapeh L'Chochma, the Book of Koheles, otherwise known as Ecclesiastes, he can look forward to wisdom. Kinos, Kinos is in the Ksuvim, is a reference to the Book of Echa, Megillas Echa, that's read on Tisha B'Av. So Yidag Min HaPuranas, should worry about retribution. Hore Megillas Esther, one who sees the Book of Esther, it's interesting. It's just interesting to note that Esther is also one of the Ksuvim, but it's not presented in the list of three short Ksuvim, even though it, in fact, is, relatively speaking, one of the short Ksuvim. But it's presented here separately. One who sees Megillas Esther, so Nes Naset Lo. It's a sign that a miracle will befall him, as the connection is fairly obvious. Megillas Esther representing miracles. Shlosha Chachomim Heim. There are three wise men that one may perceive in a dream. Horoya Rebbe B'Chalom, Yitzapeh L'Chochma. One who sees Rebbe is Rebbe Yehuda HaNossi, also famous for his being the editor, the compiler of the Mishnayos. He can look forward to wisdom. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Yitzapeh L'Ashirus. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah was a very, very wealthy man, as is mentioned in other places in the Shas. So he is associated with wealth. Rebbe Shmuel ben Elisha, he was one of the Asar Harugei Malchus. He is one who sees him in a dream. He was one of the 10 famous martyrs. Yidag min ha-punas, so one should worry about retribution or punishment. Shlosha Tamidei Chachamim Heim. There are three Torah sages. that are listed. Harua ben Azai b'chalom yitzapa l'chassidus.
One who sees ben Azai in a dream, he can look forward to righteousness. And ben Zoma yitzapa l'chokhma, which is very interesting to note here. Ben Azai is featured in a couple times in the Shas as being an ultimate Torah scholar in terms of wisdom and Torah abilities, where he says he uses an expression that all the chachamim are to me like klipei hashum, like peels of garlic, something very thin, minor, next to me, except for Rabbi Akiva. He refers to him as chutz min hakerei chazeh, a possible reference to Rabbi Akiva, we in our in the world of Torah understand that one cannot approach something called chassidus, true piety and righteousness, unless he is totally immersed in Torah learning. So one shouldn't find this surprising that chassidus is associated with Ben Azai, and you have, in the case of Ben Zoma, he's associated with Chochmah, when one might have said that, well, Ben Azai was also the penultimate Torah scholar, so we're saying, of course he was. And in order to achieve chassidus, one needs to be that extremely high-level Torah, imbued with Torah knowledge. The third Chocham referred to, third of the Talmidei Chachamim, Acher, Acher is also known as Elisha ben Avuya, and the Gemara in Chagiga elaborates on him. He seemed to have gone off the Torah path, to keep things somewhat simplistic right now. Yidag min harpurans, someone who sees Acher in his dream should worry about retribution. Kol mine chayas yofos l'chalom. Now a new marking is introduced. We have a diamond, and under our mivne heading, the diamond is featured, and we'll see a lot of dashed underlining with squiggle underlining that appear in the Gemara. Sidra shel kol mine. This is a series of comments beginning with the expression kol mine, and we'll see dashed underlined yofos l'chalom. That expression, a lot of things are positive for a dream, and chutz, the squiggle underline, will come under the word chutz, except for. So if you skim down the next few lines, you see kol mine, things are good for dreams, and then chutz, and when the kol mine include, we just had, the first one was animals, and we'll see mateches, metals, later peros, fruits, later then after that, yerokos, vegetables, Tzivonim are colors, and then oifos are birds. So now the list starts with the end of this Tanaic source. Kol mine chayas yofos l'chalom, all kinds of animals are positive for a dream. Chutz min apil v'akipuf v'akipud, with the exception of these creatures, the peel is an elephant, kof is a monkey, and kipod is a third creature. The Gemara asks, "Vomar mar, but have we not been taught haroya peel b'chalom pelen asalo?" That one who sees an elephant in a dream, so the word peel is similar to pelen, means something wondrous will be done for him. So it's a good thing. Lo kashya, there is no problem. Ha de mesare, ha de lo mesare. Depends whether he is saddled. If the elephant is saddled, so then it's a good sign, and otherwise it's a negative sign. And this, by the way, we saw already the very end of Nun Vav Amud Beis, the top of Nun Zayin Amalaf. In fact, it was like the last line before today's shiur began. It was the very top of Nun Zayin Amalaf Beis. Continuing in the Gemara, kol mine mateches yofen l'chalom, all types of metals are positive in a dream. Chutz mateches is really a reference to implements that are iron implements. Chutz mimor pasol v'kardom. Except for these types of implements, they may include a shovel, a chisel, and a hatchet. V'hanimini dechazinu bekatayo. This is if he saw them in their hand together with their handles. Rashi says, Shiruyun lemalachton lechabil lahashvas. These implements, a mar, pasol, and kardom, are implements that are used for, they're, we'll say, used for destruction, even though ultimately they could be used in constructive context, but they're basically used initially to smash something or dig away at something. And they are therefore called lechabil lahashvas by Rashi, but that's only if you see them, you know, the problem arises only if you see them with their handles attached to them, and it is ready for their mazik use. Kol mine peros yofen lechalom, all kinds of fruits are positive to see in a dream, chutz mi pagei tamora, except for young, underdeveloped dates. Kol mine yerokos yofen lechalom, all kinds of vegetables are good in a dream, chutz mi roshei liftos, except for that kind of vegetation that sometimes is translated as turnip heads, but as we mentioned before, we like to avoid committing ourselves to translations unless we have a long-term tradition on what it is. So the Gemara asks regarding this, V'homar Rav, but did not Rav say Lo Asri Ad Chazoi Roshi Liftos, that I did not become wealthy until I saw that in my dream? So that Roshi Liftos is a positive thing to see in a dream. So why do you say that it's not? The Gemara answers, Ki Choza, when Rav saw it, B'kanayu Choza, he saw them then when they were still attached. But if you see them detached, so that's not a good sign. Rashi makes reference to this having been part of one of Rava's dreams that was interpreted by Bar Hadaya, where he saw himself absorb blows, and it actually came to be. The next diamond, Kol Mine Tzivoinim Yofin Lechalom, all kinds of colors are good in a dream, Chutz Min Atcheles, except for the color Tcheles. Tcheles is something associated with something that's, we'll say in general, a bluish-green color. And Rashi makes reference to this as being a color that if a person experiences this, it's a sign of his being ill. Kol mine oifus yofen lechalom, all kinds of birds are positive in a dream, chutz min karya v'kipufa v'kur pefroi, v'kur proi. Rashi gives a list of French words for the karya and the kipufa and the korproi. However, one thing is telling in the dream, in terms of the Rashi, is that we could say that these are somehow owl related. And how do we come to that? Because Rashi says, "V'yeshlo l'sosos kilechayay odom." These birds have jaws that are similar to a human being's jaws. In other words, they have this facial look that looks somewhat human. But Rashi points out that because they are odd, so it says they're migunim. That's why it's considered negative, because of their oddity. Even though in other folklores you have a reference to the wise owl, it could be that the owl is associated with wisdom because of it has this odd look, this human look to it, formed by the fact that its jaw structure, it seems to be similar to that of a person. The next continuation of the Gemara has a phrase in words in a in brackets. So this is a type of short form of what is going to come up in the Gemara. You will see another. We have another geometric form, and we feature it under our Mivneh heading. The house form, these are Rishimos, list shel shloisha, again a list involving threes, shloisha dvarim hakshurim leguf lematzav rucho shalom, that are related to the body and to a person's frame of mind. So the first list, shloisha nichnosim leguf ve'ein aguf nene mehem, there are three things that enter a body, a person, and the person does not benefit from them, and they include gudgonios, v'kafnios, upage tamora. Rashi for gudgonios gives a French word, Kafnios, Rashi says, min tmor and roim, it's a type of bad quality date. And page tmora, we had seen that earlier, that's undeveloped dates. Shloisha ein nichnosim laguf vaguf nenemem. There are three things that don't enter the body, don't become absorbed in the body, and the body benefits from it. Eluhein, and they are rechitza, bathing, vesicha, smearing of oil, and tashmish. Term tashmish is often associated with intimacy. Shloisha me'ein ha'olam haba. There are three that are considered representing the essence, a taste, if you will, of the world to come. Elohein, Shabbos, Shemesh, the Tashmish. Shemesh is the sun, the shining sun. And the third is Tashmish. Now, we mentioned the word Tashmish, the line just before, and here the Gemara, though, defines Tashmish in this context, which is the Me'ein Olam Haba, which is not to be associated with the Tashmish necessarily of the line just before, which said Ein Nichnosim Leguf Aguf Nena Mehem Tashmish Demai. What kind of Tashmish are you saying is Me'ein Olam Haba? Ilemo Tashmish Amita, the act of intimacy, Ha Makfish Kochish. A person after engaging in that has a feeling of weakness or fatigue. So you wouldn't want to say that is Me'ein Olam Haba, is the essence of the world to come. Elo Tashmish Nikovim. This has to do with one relieving himself of bodily waste. So after that, the feeling is of the feeling of relief, a good feeling, so we can classify that as Me'ein Olam Haba. And this concept of Me'ein Olam Haba, you can see, is rather broad because it includes Shabbos, which is not something that's necessarily bodily in the classical sense. Shemesh, which is quite external, and Tashmish, as we just derived, which is very bodily related. Shloisha Meshivin Baita Shalotim, the three that restore a person's good spirits. Elohim, Kol, Umara, Vareach. Rashi says, Kol, Shel Mine Zemer, song, Oy, Kol, Orev, Shel Isha, or the pleasant voice of a female. Mara would be some type of pleasant, something that is pleasant to see. Reach, something like spices, a pleasant aroma. And we know that on Saturday night, Motzoi Shabbos, we have the practice of smelling spices, of smelling the besamim, because of the departure of the Neshama Yisera, which would otherwise result in a person's low spirit, if you will. So you see that Reach has this characteristic of Meshivin Daita Shel Adam, restoring a person's spirits or a state of mind. Shloisha Machivin Daita Shel Adam. Three give a person a feeling of expansion, of, again, a form of good feeling, of giving increased good feeling. And what are they? Eluhain Diro Noah, a nice domicile. Veisha Noah, a nice looking, attractive wife. The Kalim Noyim, and pleasant vessels. Kalim, in many cases, can be a reference to clothing. So it might be a reference to fine clothing as well. But we wouldn't, not necessarily limiting to that. It could be also things like fine cutlery and other vessels of fine silver, etc. Chamisha, Veshisha, Vasora, Simen. Here we're going to feature numbers, and the new marking that we see here on the side under our Mivneh heading, the bow tie form with a squiggle underline, will highlight Sidra Shel Rishimos Lefi Minyan. Lists that are introduced with numbers, Rubam Kshurim L'Choyla. Most of these are associated with illness and ailments. Chamisha, there are five things, Echad Mishishim, that are 1/60th of. This will be explained as we go on. Eluhain, the five are Eish, Devash, Veshabos, Veshina, Vechalom. Fire, honey, Shabbos, sleep, and a dream. Eish fires echo mishishim legehenim. If a person wants to gain some type of appreciation of what type of suffering awaits in purgatory, so one simply has to expose himself to the common fire and then increase it 60-fold. Devash, honey, echad mishishim lemon. It's 1/60th of the sweetness, if you will, of the mon. Now, the mon, according to tradition, could have tasted like whatever a person imagined, but this might be a situation of just the mon in its natural state without any imaginings. It had this great sweetness to it. Shabbos echad mishishim lolam haba. This we saw referred to earlier in the Gemara as one of the three things that were me'ein olam haba. Shabbos was one of them. And here, as opposed to the Gemara before, which just stated it was me'ein olam haba, here it gives you a feeling it's 1/60th of the pleasure to be experienced in the world to come. Shina echad mishishim lemisa. Sleep is 1/60th of death. Chalom echad mishishim lenevua. A dream contains a 60th of prophecy. Shisha dvaram simen yofa lechola. There are six things that would be a good sign for someone who is ill. Elohim itush, sneezing, zeya, sweat, shilshul, loose bowel movement, keri, simen, Vishina, sleep, v'chalom, a dream. Itush, tichtiv, and here we will cite psukim indicating the connection. Regarding an itush, Rashi, by the way, gives a French word for it, so we said sneeze, the word itush might have other references of wind and air departures from a body. But it's a good sign, tichtiv, atishoysov, tohel, or. Zea, dichtiv, bezea sapecha, tocha lechem. Person has sweat, by the sweat of your brow you shall eat bread. So a person who is ill generally is associated with someone lacking appetite. So this is a good sign. Shilshul, the loose bowel movement, is dichtiv, maher tsoa li posach, veloyomus l'shachas. And so in this pasuk tsoa, which is a reference to that which is associated with defecation. So when it's Mahir Tsoa, it could be in the sense of it's quick, as the case of Shilshul, which are loose bowels. So it says in the same Pasuk, it says, Velo Yomus L'Shachas, he will not die for destruction. Keri, Dichtiv, the Keri being associated with healthfulness, Yira Zera, Yarech Yomim. Zera is male seed. Yarech Yomim, long life. Number 5, Shina, Dichtiv, Yoshanti, Oz, Yonuach Li. I slept in there, for it was pleasant, it was beneficial for me. Chalom, Dichtiv, Vatachlimeni, Vahachyeni. So you see, dream associated with Chius, life. Shisha, Dvorim, Mrapin, Esachila, Mecholio, Rufuose, Rufua. There are six things that heal the person who is ill, and it's considered a true medicine, truly beneficial. Elohim, and the Gemara now gives a list of six things: kruv, traden, v'sisin yevashin, v'keva, v'heres, v'yoseres hakoved. Rashi on many of these things provides French words. Heres, it says shashlil v'socha. It would be probably a uterus, because the shlil is an embryo, so the embryo is in it, in the heres. And Yoseres HaKoved is a part of the animal. So that you have six items listed here. The Eshomrim Af Dogim Ktanim. And there are those who want to include even small fish are good for a person who is sick. V'lo Od Ela Shedogim Ktanim Mafrinu Mavrin Kol Gufo Sha'olam. They also provide for entire increase and health for the entire body of the person. There are 10 things that are to be avoided because they will, if a person, let us say, had been sick and got better, they'll restore him to his infirmed state. and maybe even make it more difficult. That's v'chol yokoshe. Eluhein, they are the following. Ha'ochel, one who eats basar shor, ox meat, basar shamein, fat meat, fatty meat, basar tzli, roasted meat, basar tziporim, fowl meat, from birds, ubeitza tzluya, roasted egg, v'tiglachas, a haircut, v'shachlayim, shachlayim is sometimes translated as cress, v'cholov, milk, v'agvina, cheese, v'merchatz, a bathhouse. In other words, going into a sauna. V'yesh omrim af egozim, some say nuts, v'yesh omrim af kishuim, and some add to this kishuim, another type of vegetation. Tana Rebbe Shmuel, the following source is taught in the Yeshiva Rebbe Shmuel, Loma Nikra Shmon Kishuim, why are they called Kishuim? It may shame, Koshim Laguf Kecharavos. They are injurious or difficult to the body, like swords. The word Kishuim says the word Koshet, difficult. The Gemara asks, Aini, is that so that Kishuim are negative? V'hoksiv, we have a post that says, V'yomer Hashem Lo Shnei Goyim Bevitneich. The Almighty informed Rivka when she was pregnant with Esav and Yankiv that she has two goyim in her womb. Al tikri goyim elo geyim. Don't read it as goyim, but rather geyim, leaders, strong people. The Amar of Yehuda, Amarav, Elu Antoninus Varebi. This is a reference to two great individuals that actually were descendants from Esav and Yankiv, and they were Antoninus Anthony, the Roman emperor, and Rebbe, the great Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, compiler of the Mishnayos. Shelo posak mishulchanam lo tznon v'lo chazeres v'lo kishuim lo b'moisa chamo v'lo b'moisa kshamim. There did not depart from their table these different types of vegetations that are seasonal, but they had it 12 months a year. Included in this were the kishuim. So if these great men had kishuim on their table all year round, they must be a good thing. Lo kashya. There is no contradiction. Hob ravri, hob zutri. Large kishuim are negative, and the zutri, the small ones, are positive. Mace, babayas. What you see, by way of our markings, you see a return to the double underline. And that's because this goes back to the issue of dreams. So that if one sees in a dream a corpse in his house, shalom babayas, it's a sign of peace in his house. Ochal v'shosa, if it ate and drank babayas, simen yofel babayas, it's a good sign for the house. Notal kelim in babayas, if the corpse took from the house vessels, simen ra labayas, it's a bad sign. Tirgum of Rav Papa b'mesana b'sandala. Rav Papa explained that which vessels are a bad sign. That's if it's a removal of shoes and sandals. The Rashi makes reference to mesana b'sandala. Simen yoytze chutz hu shemotzi acherin abayis, assigned it. This corpse is leaving the house and he's taking others with him. So that's why it's a bad sign if the corpse seen in the dream is taking shoes. Kol deshokil shachva ma'ali, anything that a corpse takes is good, bar mi mesana v'sandalo, except for shoes and sandals. Kol deyohiv shachva ma'ali, anything that a corpse gives is good, chutz bar mi afro v'chardalo, except for dirt. Rashi says it's a simen, it's a sign that of burial. And hardala, that's another substance, sometimes translated as mustard, or mustard seeds. At this point, we go back to an item mentioned in the Mishnah, and before we learn the Gemara, we just glance at the Nosei, the topic heading, Birchos Horoya. These are brachos of one who sees, one, Be'inyan Avodah Zarah, and something to do, Bovel, Babylonia. The Mishnah had said, "Mokoyim shenekro mimenu avodas gelulim." Tana Rabbanan haroya markalus, one who sees the markalus idol. Markalus idol was essentially a rock that was placed, and people wanted to worship it. It was actually a group of three rocks: one two side by side and one placed on top of it form a triangular shape, and then it was worshipped by it being pelted with additional rocks. So one who sees this idol called Marklus Omer Boruch Shenosam Erech Apayim Le'Ivrei Ritzono. The Tosfos says that it's this bracha is, and this phenomenon is not associated, it's not limited to Marklus, but the Tana of this source lived in a place that the Marklus was worshipped. So it could be actually all different forms of idolatry. So if one sees Marklus or other forms of idolatry, so he will say this bracha, the blessed be the Almighty who is long-suffering. In other words, he sees people doing these sins and yet doesn't punish them immediately. He has patience. Mokom shenekro menu avodes kechavim, one who sees a place that idols were uprooted from. Omer boruch she'oka aku me'artzenu. Kshem shenekro mimokom zeh. Blessed be the Almighty who uprooted idols from our land. And just like he uprooted from here, Cain te'alker mikom mekomus Yisrael. He should uproot from all other places of Israel. V'hashev lev ovdeim lavdecha, and restore their hearts to serve you. U'b'chutz l'aretz ein tzorach lomar, in the diaspora, one doesn't have to say this part of that bracha. V'hashev lev ovdeim lavdecha, and restore their hearts to serve you. V'nei sheruba ovdei kechavim, because the majority of people outside of Israel are idol worshippers. And that we're not preoccupied with praying for their returning to serve you. Rav Shimon Elazar Omer, he is a second opinion on this matter. He says, "Af b'chutzlaretz tzorach lomar kein," you have to pray for this in chutzlaretz as well. "Menei shasidim lizgar," because they are anticipated in the future as converting, so that they have a, we'll say, a potential Jewish element to them. Shenema. The pasuk that indicating that in the future there will be conversion, the pasuk says, "Oz efoch el amim safa ra." That pasuk is refers to this idea of the future mass conversion. Dorash Rav Hamuna Haroya Bovel Harasha Tzorach Levorei Chomesh Brachos. One who sees Babylonia, the evil, should say the following five brachas, but it's actually five circumstances associated with Bavel, which each one generates a bracha. Ra Bavel, Omer Baruch Sheikhriv Bavel Harasha. Blessed be the Almighty who destroyed the evil Babylonia. Ra Beis Shalom Chadetzar, if he sees the house of the Bavel emperor. Nebuchadnezzar, Omer Baruch Sheikhriv Beis Shalom Chadetzar Harasha. Blessed be he who destroyed the house of this evil Nebuchadnezzar. Ra Goiv Sharoyos O Kivshanaish, if he saw the lion's den in which Daniel was placed, or the furnace in which Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah were placed and were saved miraculously. Omer Baruch Shoso Nisim Latzadikim B'mokam Azeh, blessed be he who wrought miracles for the righteous in this place. Ra Marklus Omer Baruch Shenosan Erech Apayim Le'Ovrei Ritzono. This bracha we saw referred to just before in the Tanaic source. Blessed be he who grants long suffering to those who violate his will. And Ra Mokum Shenotlu Mimenu Afar, if he sees in Bavel a place from which dirt is removed, Omer Baruch Omer V'Oseh Gozer U'Mekayem. Rashi elaborates. Mokom shenotlu mimeno afar, mokom yesh bebavel she'ein behemo yoytsu misham im ein noisim ole afar me afar amokom. There's a place in Bavel that animals don't depart there unless they are carrying away dirt from that place. Simin hashmeid hashmad u mikulosel shebavel he. It's a sign of the destruction and the curse of Bavel. Rashi goes on to say that it's a place that there is no civilization, no dwellings, no building there. So it's the bracha is a sign or reflects the idea that the Almighty said that he would destroy Bavel and in fact fulfilled his word. Ravo ki avachozich chamei shakli afra, when Ravo saw donkeys carrying away dirt in Bavel, Torah lehu yodal gabayu, he would smack his hand on them, he'd hit them, and the way you do in trying to hasten an animal to move. V'yomar, and he would say the following: Rahutu tzadiki lemevad reusa demaraychu. Run, you righteous ones, referring to the donkeys here, that are doing the will of the master, of the will of the Almighty. All of this a sign of the continued destruction of Bavel. Marbre de Ravina, kiave moti de Bavel. When Marbre de Ravina arrived in Bavel, havishokil afro besudre, shodi lebra, he would gather up some dirt in his turban and throw it and cast it outward. L'kayim hashenemar, to fulfill the pasuk that says v'tatisia v'metate hashmeid, I will sweep out Bavel in destruction. Amar Vashi Ano, Hod Rav Hamnuna Lo Shmili, I did not hear that which Rav Hamnuna taught. In Rav Hamnuna, we underline just a few lines up, and we have a little arrow to the immediate right-hand side of the Gemara text. You can align this with the arrow above. He says, I did not hear Rav Hamnuna's teaching, which spoke about the five brachas that are Bavel related. V'elo midatoi brichtinu l'kulu, I, on my own, came to the same conclusion and said all of those brachas. The Gemara on the next Omid on Nun Ches will continue a bit with the topics that are Bavel related. But with this, we conclude today's Gemara section of Gemara Markings Daf Yomi. For those who are interested, our site offers a shiur on today's Daf Yomi Tosfos, presenting the Tosfos text with explanation.